Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hey.
So which fan base should be more concerned about their team?
Philly, Philly!
Philly or L.A.? This is, by the way, I had a stat yesterday. I'm trying to remember who had it, but it was 16-1 in the playoffs in X number, I guess, in the last 17 games that the home team has lost game one. Mm. They're like 16-1 in game two, but 15-2 against the spread, right? Like, so this was, you could see this one coming. Why would that be, Jay? Like, even against the spread, 15-2.
Just because of the energy swing? I mean, it's hard. Close games at home, typically, Keith, so many guys I know that play games in the playoffs, you have so many conversations, you would hear them talk about the sense of urgency to get one, right? Like, to get one. So if they typically get one on the road.
They get a little fat off that.
Well, not fat. You're just like, especially like for the Lakers in particular, it's like LeBron James, 38 years old. So you start saying, all right, how long is it sustainable to play 44 minutes? Are you going to play him 44 minutes in game two a day and a half later to get the second win? Like, no, he played 28 minutes last night. He didn't play the entire fourth.
On fire. Well,
nobody played the fourth.
I know, but the point is, like, even if they hit that push button a little bit and they start, like, all right, like, we don't need to fight for it. This is the long haul.
Once LeBron gives you 17 in the first half.
But it was a wrap, though, Jay. Yeah, it wasn't none. If it was a 10-point game in the fourth quarter at the start of the fourth, LeBron James is butt is on that damn court.
Yeah. So it's probably good that it got blown out.
It's almost better, Key. It's almost like, would you rather, like, if it was a close game, would you rather play LeBron 44 minutes again and then go like a game?
If I got a real legit shot of winning it, he's going to play the 44 minutes, no question about it. But if I got the luxury of resting him and other starters, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I think even LeBron at 38, Key, could probably do that. The person you worry about is AD. Like, there are times, like, even watching AD last night in the first quarter, I'm like, we're just jogging down the floor?
Well, that's because, again, as I said, Jay, it was almost like, It was too rough for him, right? It was like, I don't want to get beat up because something may happen to me, so I'm not really going to fight for position. I'm just going to let him push me off my spot.
I just don't understand that.
So
I'm very confused by that.
Yesterday, there
were games where I've seen him punish people, and it has been physical, extremely physical. And then other games, like, the switch is just off. I'm like, yo, we just walking into the room and the switch is off?
Yeah, but the thing is, but the thing is when they, as you know, when somebody's pushing you and they're, you know, it's like the bully thing. When somebody's bullying you and you succumb to them bullying you, they're going to keep bullying you. Mm. And from my eyes, what Draymond was doing was bullying him.
But Jay, I want to get back to yesterday. You predicted the game plan. This was Jay's game plan. This is what they should do. To AD. You draw him out of the paint, the whole thing.
Yep.
And that's what happened, right? And so is he, you know, in the way like where they say you got to feed the big if he plays defense, right, to keep him playing defense, is there something, can the reverse be true where AD is sort of, his effectiveness is diminished defensively by what the Warriors are doing on offense, and then that affects him on the other side of the floor?
I just think you need him in the game. So the amount, I mean, you saw it last night. Like, the pace of the game is fast. It's a different pace.
Yeah.
So, like, the amount of possessions, you know, everybody says, well, in the playoffs, things slow down. Well, that actually depends upon matchups, right? Like, in these playoffs, you're seeing Golden State trying to impose their will, and you're seeing the Lakers play fast, too. I mean, there were times in the first quarter, second quarter, where off a made shot, D'Lo's pushing the ball down the court very fast, and you always see AD trailing. So the amount of possessions, there's a cumulative effect here. It's going to favor the team better conditioned in a game every other day.
Klay went for 30 on 8 of 11 from 3, right?
Yep.
is that, and I said yesterday on this, Justin, which you don't have the decency to watch, by the way. Well, even I though mean, I say on
how
the
many,
air,
how many shows
yesterday
can I watch?
On the air, I said, Jay Will, as usual, said something on KJM this morning that changed my thinking about the
you
subject.
Didn't tweet it.
You get monster
you
props.
Didn't tweet it.
You don't
you, you put it in
you
social
don't, not
media,
only do you
exist.
Not appear on the show, you don't even have the decency just to simply touch a button
Key, what
and
time
watch
is the
your
show
boy.
Again? What time
exactly.
is the show?
Exactly.
2 to 3. Did you mention me yesterday?
I don't think so. Not yesterday.
See? Okay. All
because right. you warned me that there was a copyright infringement or something going on.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I asked you, because if yeah. you mentioned me.
Yeah. yeah From now on, only Jay will get mentioned. Yeah.
Well, wait. Okay. Should I mention copyright infringement? Do I get paid like for every – no?
I will not mention either one of them anymore, ever again.
One thing you can't do, Max, is yeah. you cannot be using my name, likeness, and image.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to have
no,
them
you
play
cannot.
Clips from different – this is ESPN. No,
did you say
we have
name,
the rights
likeness,
to all
and
the,
image?
All what throughout the universe, you know, right? You know, in the contracts, all
name,
the likeness,
image, and likeness
throughout the universe for all of time.
Thing. Who yeah. says it has to be NIL? How come it can't yes. be NLI?
Exactly.
Name, likeness, and image.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
But, Jay, so my prediction yesterday was in the Max Facts was this is going to be the Clay game. But I don't know that that was the Clay game. Like, Clay Thompson.
It was a Steph game.
It was a Steph game, but Clay Thompson is capable. I think he, and every player who ever lived, gets hotter than anyone who ever lived when he gets hot. He wasn't even really hot last night. It was just kind of Clay hitting shots.
You know, look, Key, like, this is nerdy basketball, but, like, you know, certain players, when they catch the ball, they dip the ball before they shoot, right? It's like a momentum thing. So say I pass the ball to Max and it
that
hits
idea.
Him right in the stomach. And like the ball naturally will drop between his legs because he gets momentum to go up. If you watch Clay in all of his shots.
He's already.
Dude, the ball, he just keeps the ball high.
Yeah, he's already.
Like it's a catch and shoot. It's the quickest release. Him and Steph have the quickest releases in the game. Actually, his is quicker than Steph's. And it's that ability that makes him so unique, man. It's like by the time he catches it, you don't have a chance. Like your hand automatically Woo! Has to be
right
in his
there.
Face
Bam!
Right there. That was a catch
Splash.
And shoot from the corner that you see on ESPN, too. So it's just special, man. It's special when he gets going, too. But Steph is the gravity that creates all this. Because when you guard him on high ball screens and AD is forced to play up and he's blitzing, it creates mismatches. And that's where Draymond Green is then able to catch the ball. And now it's four against three. And he's such a good free safety where he's able to make reads. And guys like JaMychal Green, guys like Klay Thompson, they take advantage of it. And by the way, guess what else they did like we said we were going to do? They played small. They started JaMychal Green instead
yeah,
of Kevon
Looney.
Yeah,
and that was because Kevon Looney was under the weather. But do you think they stick with that after the success?
Oh, I stay small.
Yeah.
I stay small.
Jay, how many shots do you think Klay get up a day?
Probably 300-400 made shots. Made shots.
That means he has to shoot like 405 to make 400.
Maybe 500 a day. But that's key. That's reps, man. That's just
no.
That's,
I know. I'm just.
That's, easy.
That's why I asked you that because it just you know it just look it's flawless. It just
yo they too. So my daughter's in. It used to be in a basketball skills development program. He's talking uh-huh. steady buckets, right? You know about steady buckets. Coach Mackey and them they would teach based on Clay. Right, they'd be like, "Look, this is, you know, like players will evolve the way the game is coached based on their success, and Clay's form is considered perfect."
So, shout out to my boy. You check him out on IG. His hashtag, I mean, his name is Lethal Shooter. Right, honestly, and he works with every single pro. If you want to be a great shooter, work with him. And he posts videos where, and it's funny because Keith, from somebody who's gotten up so many shots. There are times where he'll post videos and him and I go back and forth. We laugh because the ball will go in 10 times in a row. And everybody's like, oh, you're shooting well. And I'm like, yo, man, you hit the left side of the rim three out of 10 times. It's like, I know. And it's like the level of adjustment where the ball pops in that, pop, pop, pop. All of a sudden, like when you're an elite shooter, that's a made shot. That sound is the repetition that you want to hear for a made shot. And
yeah.
Clay and Steph
Splash.
Were like that, right? You can
yeah.
tell that when the ball goes in, it's like, oh, that was a great shot. But these guys look disappointed because the ball may have scraped the left side.
Yeah, Clay
it's
did not look
made
like
shot.
Clay did not look like the best version of himself
you
last
know,
night.
I,
he's just hitting shots.
I asked you that because they're so prolific at what they do. It's ridiculous. And as like a football player, you say, well, what do you do? So my glovies is ridiculous. So in order to get them to be ridiculous, I had to catch about 300 balls a day. like just whether it was through catching, jug machines, whatever the case is. So just, you know, it's just like shooting.
Key, what's the sound like a catch where you know that that joint is clean? Like,
you know, there is no sound.
There's no sound.
Ain't no sound. No, the dudes that can't catch sound like they batting a volleyball down. You know, you hear the boom. It's like. Yeah.
So what's it but feel like? Just, what's a clean catch where it's just like, yeah, that's like the perfection of a catch.
It's soft. It's graceful. You know, it's smooth. Yeah. There's no blinking of the eye. Mm. You know, to a point where I was able to walk up at a high speed of rate and slightly lean to the side and take it right off the jug machine as you fire the jug. I'm just taking it right off. You know, it's just like shooting. That's why I asked you that question. God, the reps that you do, the more reps you get at it, the better you'll be. And this is why you see guys like this just being able to drop buckets.
You want to ask me about talking?
Yeah, what's the sweet spot in talking, Max? In hustling.
Oh,
in
my
the hustle
God.
Language, what's the sweet spot?
You said what I was thinking.
So, all
Max
right, listen.
Like, well, 17,000 hours a day.
That's right.
You do. You might.
If
you, may talk
if you never
more
listen
any,
and you only talk.
You may talk more than anybody else here at this network.
Could
on
be.
And off the mic.
No, seriously, we have
could be.
We, our four-hour show. You have Max Unboxing on Fridays, and then you have this just in every day for an hour.
Yeah, he and I host talk, everything. Yeah.
You host
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk more than Stephen A.
Yeah, he does. Because Stephen A's show is only
this
2 hours.
This is a long show,
This is a longer show plus the hour of his show. That's 5 hours a day.
But Stephen A got his show, got countdowns, got the podcast.
But wait a minute, I do the fights too.
No, but wait, I'm just saying.
But
just trying to
the podcast isn't on the network, though. The podcast is, that's Cadence, that's different.
No, I thought it was ESPN, no? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Who is Game 3 more important to?
You know I know.
Is it Celtics or Sixers?
Write that down.
Keyshawn J. Willimax.
Write that down. Yeah.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Boy, the Knicks have made so many bad trades throughout their history. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I remember when they traded for the remains.
Wait, time out. Why are you starting off with hate against the Knicks?
I will tell you why in a second.
They're in the Eastern
Conference. I will tell you why in a second. Because they traded, at one point, the remains of Antonio McDyess. They gave up Marcus Camby and the pick that turned into Nene Hilario at the time, right? Boy, that was a bad job. But when they got Marcus Camby, they traded a still useful Charles Oakley and got Marcus Camby. And as a result of that trade, the Knicks made it to another finals. And who do we have now? This is why, Jay.
Face of UMass basketball, man.
Marcus Camby. Former NBA 2007 Defensive Player of the Year is with us now. Good morning.
What up, Cam?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas.
What do you think about your Knicks, Marcus? The season they're having?
I'm excited, Max. You know, it's been, you know, a long time coming. You know, I think Coach Tibbs has did a great job of rallying the guys, especially the second half of the season. And right now we seem to be playing the best basketball of the season right now. So, you know, hopefully we can continue. It's going to be a tough series against Miami. It's 1-1 right now, but I'm feeling confident going down in Miami.
So Cam, tell me if you agree with this statement. I think the Knicks are a better team. I just think Miami has the best player on the court. And I love Jalen Brunson, but it just feels different watching the culture and the way they competed against the Knicks in game two without Jimmy Butler. I wonder how that changes when Jimmy Butler's on the court in game three and game four down in Miami.
Yes, Jimmy has been tremendous. It's almost like 2020 bubble Jimmy right now. Mm-hmm. He's going out there and just imposing his will in the whole game and imposing his will on the team, and his teammates seem to follow suit. He's being aggressive. He's talking to his teammates, and he's being a true leader out there for the Miami Heat. So it's going to be a tough series, a tough couple games down there in Miami. But, you know, I've been playing with New York for a lot of years, and every time we go to Miami, it's like a 50-50 split in the crowd. There's a lot of New York mm-hmm. fans down there, so I'm looking forward to orange and blue skies come next game.
Marcus, the success that they've had thus far in, you know, 2 years ago, obviously, in the playoffs, and then this year they're having some success. Could this ultimately land the Knicks that starving superstar that they've wanted for so long?
I mean, I hope so. I think J.J. – well, I call him J.J. because I played with his father when I was there with the Knicks. So just to see him grow up from the time he was like 4 or 5 to him being one of the best players out there on the basketball court says a lot about himself, says a lot about that family. And when he has the ball and he's in the game, it's just a sense of poise and a sense of confidence that we have out there as a basketball team. And he should get a whole lot more credit than he's been getting.
We've been talking to this is Marcus Camby we got on the air right now, former NBA 2007 Defensive Player of the Year. And by the way, one of the key reasons the Knicks made a second finals, not just that loss to Houston, but the 8 seed to make a finals, first time it had happened. What do you think? We've been talking a lot about it this morning. The Lakers beat the Warriors and then predictably get blown out in game two. That seems to be the pattern, right, when the home team loses in the playoffs to come back with a vengeance in game two. Where are you now with this series in your own mind, Marcus? Like, who has the advantage at this moment?
I think in the Lakers series you're talking about, Matt?
Yeah, Lakers-Warriors.
Man, I wish AD would have had a better game. It seemed like he has a great game. Then the next game he fells off a little bit. But anytime in playoff basketball you can go in and get a split on the other team's home court, you put yourself in the driver's seat. So, and the Warriors all season long haven't been that great on the road. So, you know, hopefully AD can come back to playing how he's been playing. LeBron has, you know, LeBron is LeBron, and they have that home court out there in L.A., so it'll be a much tougher game three for the Golden State Warriors.
Marcus, I was talking to Key about this earlier this morning, and I was curious if you've ever met a superstar or played against a superstar that had extreme ends to their game, right? And the volatility was so different that it just bothered you, right? Like one game you would see, like on one end, I think he has a chance to – be one of the greatest players game of basketball has ever seen, and then the other end, I'm like, are you like a JaVale McGee? Like, it's like that extreme gap between the two. Like, Cammy, look, the last couple of games,
JaVale
right?
Catching shrapnel.
No, like not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, Cammy. But you know what I mean, right? Like, just the level of talent and the production you get on the court. So, like, you know, one game he has last night 11 points. Game before 30 points. The game before that 16 points. The game before that 12 points. Like, it goes up and down. It's just so volatile. Like, what do you think that is about?
I think last night, I think a lot of credit has to go to Draymond Green. I think he was touching AD a lot, being physical with him every time he shot, touching him, hitting him, just making the game that much tough for him as compared to game one when everything just seemed easy for AD, hitting jumpers, tip dunks, points in the paint, stuff like that. But you know, Draymond came with it. You know, even with looting out of the lineup, per se, a little bit with him being sick. But I think Draymond did a great, great job on AD.
Look, Marcus, you hear that, Key? He said he touched him a lot last night.
But I've been saying that. That's what I said earlier, Jay. And you said, well, other he's had other big, so to speak, play physical with him. I was going to ask Marcus, is this a different type of physicality because it's Draymond? Because Jay said, well, he's on the blocks and he's getting pushed around a lot with other teams, but this seemed different to me. It's almost like I don't know how to say it without making it sound like he was scared of Draymond or something like that. Like what?
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think he was per se scared of Draymond. I think Draymond just brings a type of physicality, and he has that dog in him, and he has that reputation of being physical. So the refs tend to let him get away with a little bit of pushing, a little extra shove here and there, and I think that's pretty much that's what it is. But, you know, I expect AD to come out. He's a professional. He's an all-time great, and when he's playing well, the Lakers seem to take off as a team.
Marcus Camby with us right now on KJM. Marcus, so you had a long and very productive career. Like, the Knicks thought, I guess you were getting up there or something, but you went and killed it for a long time. But you had – you're 6'11". What did you weigh? What was your playing weight?
Probably like 225 back then.
225. So like, you know, thin like AD, right around the same size, actually. So you right. Though you had a long career and a very productive one, you had a hard time staying healthy throughout an entire season, and some guys are built that way. There's, you know, when you're that tall and everything, can you speak to, like, is part of it AD psychologically kind of saving himself or thinking, like, I gotta, you know, being kind of shell-shocked from being hurt so often? Can you speak to that at all in your own experience?
Well, I know it's kind of tough for AD right now. I mean, every time he goes down to the floor, he's like, oh, my gosh, is he going to get up? And I just know from a mental aspect, I know that can probably weigh on the individual and weigh on the player very well. But he's skilled. I'm sure he puts in the work in the offseason to make sure that his body is right. But sometimes there's some freak accidents that happen out there and, you know, something you can't avoid. But, you know, for him, I know it's tough. I know he wants to be out there. I know he doesn't want to have that label of being street clothes or some of the things that people are saying out there about himself. But like I said, he was coached by Coach Cal, a coach that I know very well. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be very resilient. And I think he's going to finish off the series strong.
Marcus Camby, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Wait, Camby, yo, Cal get a championship this year for Kentucky? He got some boys coming in, man.
I know. I thought we was going to get the guy to transfer from Michigan. You know, I saw Cal the other day at game two, and you know, it was always good running at Coach Cal. The other night, he had four guys out there on the court with Bam and Quick and, you know, Randall and D Rose. So it's always good seeing Cal. But hopefully, this is going to be the year we can turn it around. You know, I like the kid DJ Wharton they got coming in. So hopefully, we can make some noise this year.
Thanks, Marcus.
All right, man.
Thank you, guys.
So Jay, you said something to me. It's like, can we see that chart on AD again? Look at
it's
this
like
up and
EKG.
Down. Key, it's an EKG. That should be his nickname, AD in the playoffs.
It's EKG. An EKG, dog. Like, no.
It's up and down.
It's
look,
crazy.
It looks like
crazy.
A heartbeat.
It's a heartbeat.
Look at this. That's a healthy individual right there.
His heart. Leave that man alone.
I'm saying that's it's a healthy heart. If that's your EKG, you're like, I'm in peak shape. That's exactly what a heartbeat's supposed to
that's
look like.
That's what we're calling it from now on.
EKG in the playoffs. Who should be favored to win the title right now? Where
Denver.
We stand right now. KJM.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Maxwell, presented by Progressive Insurance. I don't know. I once made some offhand comment about JaVale McGee like that. He tweeted at me. Like, I felt bad.
It's not this. No, it's just JaVale McGee. He's an NBA champion. He's great.
Yeah.
Man, so JaVale is AD. McGee at home minding his business.
Yeah, minding his business, going about his day.
But all right, let's be
good
honest.
Good NBA player, you know.
but he's not AD.
But he at home chilling, though, Jay. Man, he ain't even done nothing. Man, come on, man.
I'm just saying, but, like, no, JaVale McGee's great. I love JaVale.
He's gonna wake up, key all the texts on his phone.
Oh. Jay, There's a difference between Anthony Davis and JaVale McGee.
I know, but you could have used a cardboard cutout. I mean, I just feel so.
Well, first off, hold on a second.
Unbelievable. Right, Key? Look at this guy. Unbelievable.
This is what you guys are doing. You guys are framing a conversation saying that JaVale McGee is bad. Mm-hmm. I'm saying any player who gets 12 and 11 in an NBA game, you're going to make a lot of money.
Right, like, but it's
actually
not AD.
Pretty good. It's just not the ceiling of Anthony Davis.
Right.
So that's the comparison gap there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a guy that we're going to plug into a championship team and you're a role guy that can get to an NBA? You're a critical piece of an NBA championship? Are you the piece of an NBA championship? Mm. There's a difference.
In a way, you're complimenting JaVale McGee.
Yes.
Nice save, Jay.
I'm elevating JaVale.
So, three-time champion JaVale McGee.
So sad, Jay. So disappointed in you right now.
Let's see if CJ McCollum's also disappointed. Pelicans guard and NBPA president, Mr. President.
You could have called him Chuck.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning. How you guys
doing? CJ, we have an issue with you on this show. Did you hear about this issue that we have with you?
I don't.
CJ, can you hear me?
Yep, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we have an issue with you on the show. Have you heard about our issue?
No, I haven't heard about your issue.
Me neither.
You know, you and I yesterday, we were on Get Up, and then we had you slated for our next segment, and you just skipped our show. Can we ask you why you skipped our show? Like, what happened?
Yeah, it's messed up, CJ.
We had your seat ready for you, had a name tag. No, CJ's
McCollum, on this, on this just in, though. He's good.
I'm walking into the building now, but no one told me that I was supposed to go on your show yesterday.
I told you. I said you're on with us next.
Wait, hold on.
I grabbed and said, listen, save your voice for this just in later. You go back to the hotel and
wait, hold on. Hold on.
Get him, Key.
You're walking into the building, so you're on the phone, but you're in the building.
I'm about to go through the doors and get on the elevator now. I was told to call in, right?
See, Key, this is stuff I'm talking about.
I'm a walk into the building. Okay. All right. I see
how this
is.
They told me to call it.
CJ, you don't have to make excuses for these guys. The main thing is you're on this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, not radio, TV. All right. What do you think about the Lakers-Warriors game two, CJ?
Jay?
It turned out exactly how I expected it to turn out, to be honest with you. I thought the Lakers got what they came for. They got game one. They understood the task at hand. Win one game, get the split, go back home. And looking at the game two of the Celtics-Sixers series, that sense of urgency that they had, I think the Warriors played the same way, aggressive, understanding that their season was basically on the line.
CJ, I was talking to Max and Key about the volatility of Anthony Davis and how one game he looks extremely aggressive, even with his shot attempts. And then the next game, it's like, you know, just the shot attempts are drastically less. And this fluctuation has occurred like the last, I mean, it's occurred for a while, but every playoff game, going back to game three, game four, game five, game six of the Memphis series, obviously game one, game two. Why do you think that is? Like, why are the shot attempts down?
I think watching the game last night, his aggressiveness wasn't the same. The sense of urgency wasn't the same. But I think the Warriors also did a good job of mixing up coverages, putting different bodies on him, and figuring out ways to really take away his role. Like, the help side was really pulled over. So they really made sure that it was difficult for him to be effective and efficient. I think
oh, he's here. He's here.
He's here.
He just walked in the studio. This is what I love about this. Look, CJ, we got to guilt you to come in.
CJ's in the green room going, I don't want to go in there and mess with these guys. I'll just do it on the phone. That's some real presidential stuff you just pulled.
I ain't even
how dare you?
Hey, ooh, you fresh, though. You straight. You fine.
Appreciate it.
CJ McCollum in
no
studio.
I had no idea I was supposed to come on yesterday. I know you said that, but I didn't.
I was wondering if you
Mr.
heard
President,
me.
Into the mic. There we go.
I was wondering if you heard me yesterday. I was like, yeah, I'm going to see you on our show. You're like, yeah, they had me here until 4 o'clock. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, they hit. No one told me. I got a copy of my schedule, and it wasn't on there.
If one of the young Pelicans came to you and was just going to show up at practice and gave you that excuse, what would you say as the veteran leader?
I would say we all make mistakes, right, in terms of being late and things of that nature, but it's about not letting it compound. So,
okay. Is that what we're doing now, right?
2 days in a row, huh?
Jay is letting it compound. Jay is trying to make it worse.
No, I'm not.
Honestly, I don't even have a schedule for today. They said it was the same as yesterday, so this wasn't on here on my schedule yesterday, so I just
sabotage.
I got enough emails about having CJ on our show. We're good.
And I got here at 7:30 too.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think of Clay's – as you remember, my max fact last night was Clay yesterday. Clay Day. Was that a Clay – I don't even know if that was a Clay Day, right?
A normal game for Clay. Mm. Like, what we're seeing from Clay right now is aggressiveness. He's got the pop, right? He's getting layups. He's getting to the paint. He's shooting deep twos. He's not just relying on the three. And I think he really relishes the opportunity to not only prove his doubters wrong, but to prove himself right. Like, he's worked extremely hard to overcome some tough injuries. He wasn't himself earlier in the season. And the type of injuries that he went through generally takes 2 years to recover from. He went through them back to back.
Right on time. We're about 2 years, give or take, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you're starting to see him, you know, he's celebrating. He's enjoying the moment. He's relishing the opportunity. And he goes 8-for-11 in three. And the cool thing about the Warriors and the way they play is that this is sustainable. Like, this is a game in which they won, and Steph took nine shots.
He was great.
Is sustainable for them. They can play like this consistently. They can get bench production. Draymond Green played the most Draymond Green game that we've seen from him probably all playoffs, and that was the difference in this series.
You know, CJ, you're one of the few guys in the league that you're an elite shooter, but you got a bag in your handle too. Like, that hasn't always been the case, right?
Right.
Have you been seeing that element from Clay over the last couple of games, like where he's showing you that he can do a lot of things off the dribble as well?
Yeah, I think Steph going out and Poole kind of playing some, those are the only guys who can really create off the bounce. From a drive into the paint, draw to, use their gravity. Draymond Green has basically played point guard for most of this time here in terms of initiating the offense. Poole can get downhill. When he's making good decisions, it's great. When he's not, it's not so great. But Clay has really improved his handle, his ability to go east-west a little bit more. He generally was a one-dribble, two-dribble guy. Now you see him kind of like sizing you up, going through the legs. Even when he's not shooting the ball well, he's more comfortable shooting off the bounce, whereas historically he's only shot, catch, and shoot threes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always thought. The only thing you could really do against the Warriors when they really got it going, not that Clay can't do it, but make him put the ball on the floor and make decisions. Not that he can't, but like that's not really what he's out there for. But if that starts to flip, what do you do?
I got to ask my one question about this team because Max and Key don't like to talk about the squad. Is Denver the best team in the West?
They've been the best team in the West all year, and I think it's funny. We kind of overlook them. We don't appreciate them enough consistently. And even me, I picked the Suns to win with them having home court advantage. Even if it goes seven, like we just feel like KD is so good. Book is so good. Monty's going to figure it out. And the reality is Joker is a beast, and he's unstoppable. The role players are playing extremely well. They have home court advantage. They didn't just steal two. They whooped them. They controlled the game from start to finish in both games. Going back to Phoenix now, I expected them to get a split and that series to be over.
Yeah. Key, you want to tell CJ now how you're bored by Jokic?
No. Well, he doesn't have his IFB in, so he can't hear.
Well, Jay, you tell him.
I'll translate for you. Key doesn't like the way it looks with Jokic. I fight this narrative all day long because it doesn't look like Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is like a 7-foot dynamic guard in a big man's body, and I don't think Key is as appreciative of maybe the things that you and I see basketball-wise because stylistically it looks different to him.
He just had 39 and 19 or 36 and 19 after having 26 and 17 or something like that. And
that's because he's really tall.
I don't think you truly appreciate his game until you have to play against him or you see it in person. And I think Wendy talked about this yesterday. He had already won MVP, right? He had already won one MVP. And Wendy went and watched him courtside and just seen the passes that he was making and how he was making them. On TV, like, it's whatever. But when you see it close and personal, you see how big he is, how strong he is, how good a shape he's in. Like, he doesn't look, you know, aesthetically pleasing on the eyes in terms
he does not.
Super muscular. He's not like Dwight Howard. He's not jumping out of gym. He's not dunking unless he really wants to. It's all skill. It's all finesse. It's all footwork. It's patience. It's IQ. It's the stuff that you want to teach kids, like, growing up. Like, this is how you play the game. Like, you set screens. You roll. You manipulate defenses. You learn how to shoot, be a three-level scorer. He shoots off one leg. He got fadeaways. And his teammates enjoy playing with him, and he's got a good personality. And I think, although it may not be fun to watch for, like, the casual basketball fan, but if you enjoy basketball and study the game, you appreciate his impact, and you know that Denver's tough to play against. Looking at how they've played all season at home, let's say Lakers, I think the Warriors probably got out of this series because of how dominant they are, and I think they kind of figured out what they got to do going forward in terms of adding Jermichael Green to the rotation, having one big out there, lots of pick and rolls with Steph Curry. You win or lose like that, but generally speaking, they've won like that historically. So I think them doing that will get them to the next round, especially if AD can only get 10 or 11 shots. And that's when it gets really interesting. Denver with a home court advantage against a good Warriors team. It's going to be fun to watch. And I think that's when the world will really see how good Joker is, because that's the primetime TV slot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And plus, they're going to put him in a lot of pick and roll, too, because you know that's the one question you have about Jokic. Too.
Hard pass, Jay. Let him know.
He says hard pass.
He says hard pass. Let him know. Meantime, if they'll have to beat the champs to be champs, if that's the case, right?
The winner,
the Nuggets. All right, listen. CJ McCollum has
CJ
McCollum, that's right. Well, because Nuno got me. We got to go
well,
right
you
now.
Should, you
CJ
should
CJ McCollum
clock,
has more important things
it.
To do than talk to us. All right, listen.
No, the
I'm
clock.
On, I'm on at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
But that's 15, 16 minutes from now. You guys yeah. ask Nuno, another question.
CJ says calm down.
He has SportsCenter at 7:45.
You have SportsCenter in 12 seconds.
Oh.
You got to go. All right.
Oh.
Thank you, CJ McCollum. You can see CJ McCollum on such hit platforms as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, CJ. More KJM coming up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Talk it, talk it, walk it, talk it.
Most negative sentiment toward NBA players in the last 60 days.
In the last 60 days. I saw this yesterday on social media, and I automatically sent it to Nuno because I was like, this is so compelling to me. Like, certain players who are not even in the playoffs, who I still see trending on social media, I'm like, how are you trending?
This was tweeted out by NBA Central?
Yeah, it's not even stuff like they're doing. Like, it's not like an event occurred. Their name is just randomly trending, and people are going off about them.
So, number one, not hard
people
to predict.
Just gossiping, in other words,
all day. Key I want to like Kyrie. Like, go through the
Dylan
list.
Brooks is one with 78,805.
Okay, so yeah, he's in the news.
That's fine. Yeah, he's in the news. News.
John Morant, 62,000 plus.
Yep, because they got their head beat. Kind of.
Yeah,
they got beat up by the Lakers.
Yeah, they got beat. Yeah.
LeBron James, 48,800.
He's playing,
but like negative for LeBron though. Like, it's, I feel like kind of Bron is in that Tom Brady bunch key where he, as much negativity as he gets the same.
Yeah. So far, I see a list of, once you include LeBron, people who are in the news, people who are being discussed. So I wonder how many
discussed.
Positive.
He's being discussed based on his play the other day when he looked 80
and yep. then them losing last night.
Draymond Green, 39,000. He's in fourth place.
Yeah, well, he's going to always be in the news.
Here's one. This guy.
Dude hasn't played all year, pretty much.
Ben Simmons. Why are – you know what that is? You know all that is? That's people in Philly feeling good about that game one win and just going off on Ben Simmons.
No. You know what that is, Max.
No, it's not, but it's only 19,210, so it's not like – It's 78, like Brooks. So
I mean, he hasn't played basketball in two years.
I know, but that's the Net fans, NBA fans, and Sixer fans.
Yeah, I think that's Sixers fans feeling good about winning games against
Celtics. So he was trending last night, Keith, because people were saying AD went from AD to Ben Simmons.
Okay, so there you go.
So like, it's like stuff like his name gets used in like, which is wrong. I disagree with it, but it's hard to. I have mixed feelings about this. But it's like on like you went from like great to like now you're not playing or you're not showing up. Like
Jimmy Butler maybe beating the – I'm just trying to think of how a Philly fan mind operates. Jimmy Butler beats the Bucks.
It's not us. It's all those tweets. Ben Simmons is ramping up his back rehab. He's about to come in and play. We got those recycled tweets every 3 days.
Yates, let me ask you the truth though. No one in your circles at all, when Jimmy Butler beats the Bucks, has anything to say in Philly about – the fact that they let him go and
the honest answer would be if you hear the words Jimmy Butler, your natural reaction is going to be you chose Tobias Harris over me.
Hold on, real quick. To Max's point, I just searched Ben Simmons on Twitter. Skinny Zion offseason tweets is a new Ben Simmons hitting threes against Drew League players during the summer tweets. Like, literally, it's a picture of Zion that's posted.
Zion looks skinny, though.
Exactly.
We heard that one before.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
am I wrong? Though that's the cycle. Ben Simmons takes pictures in the offseason. He looks cute. He's working out. Comes in, doesn't play. Zion's skinny. He's thin. All of a sudden, he's about to play. He gets hurt. That's the cycle of the NBA.
Sound like you got a real problem with this Simmons guy.
Outside of the top five, so that's Dylan Brooks, Ja Morant, LeBron James, Draymond Green, Ben Simmons is a top five most negative sentiment toward NBA players in the last 60 days on social media, according to NBA Central. Number six, predictably, actually.
Kyrie Irving.
Once you start to get to names who aren't in the playoffs, Kyrie's name's going to pop up.
It's not like he played bad when he was with the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, put up dope numbers. It just didn't translate to them making the playoffs.
Kevin Durant comes in right on Kyrie's heels within a couple hundred. Kevin Durant.
Can I tell you, sometimes you feel like it's watching the Garden. Like I tell you a lot of people, like some of the stuff you see from Knicks fans, like watching the Garden be so live, like in watching what's happening. Granted, CP3 gets hurt, but watching Denver kind of dismantle Phoenix, there's a lot of people like, what if KD came to Madison Square Garden?
No, I'll give you.
The way I just gave
Yates the business about Sixers fans, actually in a row, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and then James Harden. So to me, that says a lot of Knicks fans talk about, oh, we're the Nets now, right? Like a lot of Knicks fans, because they had, see Philly advances in the playoffs. I could see Ben Simmons' name popping up. The Knicks advance in the playoffs. They'll put the guys who are with the Nets and we're supposed to take over out there. That'd be my
They're just all Nuno's tweets. I don't know if y'all know that.
He's just Nuno's making
the list. Coming to the Nets.
Nuno's burners.
Kyrie tweets. He's like trending every damn day. It's every day. Want to like, hear something again? For
real
what?
Quick, you want to hear something curious?
But it was the last 60 days, though, Jay. So you got to think that it stems from all the, you know, Dallas fallout, the end of the season.
Yeah.
That still is on the burner.
KD, Harden, and Kyrie in a line is interesting to me. Then to round out the top 10, Embiid and Jokic. And that just must be the fans of each going at the other one, right?
Grayson Allen made the list.
He shouldn't have walked the season away.
You got to take the shot at the end of the shot clock.
Held that a little long. A little floater at some point, right?
People just get angry.
Damn,
shoot the ball, Grayson.
That's all you saw.
And he hit his under that night, too, so everybody was upset.
Yeah.
Welcome to life in the NBA. I wonder if we came up with our own NFL.
Wonder if Budenholzer would be, if you included coaches.
Top hated lists.
Yeah, NFL players. Be interesting.
Come up with our top five for the show.
Lakers Warriors are tied at one apiece. Lakers get the win on the road, and yet are they the ones in trouble right now? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.